that I don't distinguish between pure and applied mathematics. Mm-hmm. I think it's an artificial distinction. Mm-hmm. Mathematics has always had the internal self-consistency of what people call pure mathematics and the outward applications in a variety of different fields of applied mathematics. And the two really are they go hand in hand. So I've never liked the distinction. Mm-hmm. I think Philippe Tandour was moving in the right direction when he fundamental and applied. I have to ask for this. This became the buzzwords around Washington for a while. Right. But to get away from this distinction. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as catastrophe theory and singularity theory, catastrophe theory is always the applied part of singularity theory. Mm-hmm. So when people started, it's the same body of mathematics, and when people started talking about it, catastrophe theory, they were always talking about the applications of it, more or less, always in the standard hyperbolic sense. The theoretical part, singularity theory, was the standard a body of mathematics. So for me, I wanted both right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I knew more of the mathematics than I did of the applications, but I found the applications really interesting. And it was Zeeman's buckling beam problem that really got me going on the applications and the application of singularity theory, catastrophe theory to bifurcation theory. That's Dave Schaefer. I worked with Dave Schaefer for a number of years on this, and that was what got me started in applied mathematics in a serious way. Right.
Though you don't make the distinction between pure and applied mathematics, but the applied mathematics seems that you have to go outside of your own expertise and your own field and so on to see how it works. Yes.
I've never considered myself an expert as an engineer, or as a physicist, as a bioscientist, but I have been very fortunate to be able to talk to people who know a lot more than I do about these and who can converse mathematically, and then we can converse. So I think I've understood many of the issues that come from the applied areas, but I've never considered myself in that sense an applied scientist.